Realizing the sadness of her story, I said to myself, no one should have to suffer like that simply because they don't understand the culture of another. For the Idas around the world, I have written this book. Introduction. The world is getting smaller as more people are traveling, immigrating, fleeing war zones, and working overseas. This movement is creating cross-cultural encounters at a mind-boggling rate. Modern media and the internet contribute to the blurring of cultural borders, leading us to think there are few cultural differences. In relating to one another, however, the truth soon becomes apparent. Hostilities quickly flare as ethnic groups become polarized and cultural identities are defended. People are going overseas now more than any other time in history. However, although getting there is easy, knowing how to connect in friendship with the people they meet or live among is quite another matter. Even when people come home glowing about the great response they had among the people of some other land, they rarely know the other side of the story, the confusion they may have left in their wake. Relatively few people who try to work with those of other cultures understand that the way they live out their values and customs is probably completely foreign to those they are relating to. They can expect the values and customs of others to be completely foreign to them as well. No one book could ever serve as a resource for all the cultural practices of the peoples of the earth, and this one does not pretend to do so. I have found, however, that there are generalizations about groups of people that actually do help. Cultural differences among us provide both the richest color to our lives and the harshest wounding. Simple communication creates conflict. Innocent comments produce withdrawal and gossip. Living and working with people of different cultures used to be a novelty, but no longer. Virtually everywhere we turn, we encounter people with very different values and customs, and we often find them to be offensive. The average cross-cultural worker has few cross-cultural skills, and in some cases does not even see the need to acquire them. The sad thing is that his or her good intentions can be read wrongly, damaging relationships with colleagues without knowing it. I have put forth this little handbook of cultural observations in response to repeated requests to do so when I lecture on the subject. The book divides the world into two halves, hot climate cultures and cold climate cultures, making generalizations that prove to be helpful if taken as that, generalizations. I trust that it will be helpful to those who wish to cross the culture gap. Chapter 1. Hot versus cold climate cultures. The observation that people of different cultures think, act, and react differently is nothing new. Anyone who travels or knows someone from abroad has observed this phenomenon. In my own country, the observation was made as early as the late 1700s by the American president, Thomas Jefferson, about people living in diverse parts of the same country. He writes, "With respect to my countrymen, I have studied their character with attention. I had even ascribed this to its cause, that warmth of their climate which unnerves and unmans both body and mind. While on this subject, I will give you my idea of the characters of the several states. In the North, they are cool, sober, laborious, persevering, independent, jealous of their own liberties and just to those of others, interested, chicaning, superstitious, and hypocritical in their religion. In the South, they are fiery, voluptuary, indolent, unsteady, independent, zealous for their own liberties, but trampling on those of others, generous, candid, without attachment or pretensions to any religion but that of the heart. These characteristics grow weaker and weaker by gradation from north to south and south to north, insomuch that an observing traveler, without the aid of the quadrant, may always know his latitude by the character of the people among whom he finds himself." Thomas Jefferson, written to the Marquis of Chastellux, September 2, 1785. Somewhat like Jefferson's observations on Americans, the population of the entire world can roughly be divided into two parts. The two groups represented are hot climate, relationship-based cultures, and cold climate, task-oriented cultures. The idea of hot and cold climate cultures was first introduced to me by Ricardo Rodriguez, an Argentine lawyer living in Chile. When I went to live in Chile for 9 months, I needed his insights to help me make sense of the culture. I had grown up in the Middle East, lived 11 years in Amsterdam, Holland,